Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1, presents another Kicks Cast from J.D. Justice.
We've got John Walters on the phone this morning, play-by-play man for your Cyclone football and basketball teams. First of all, we're honored to have you. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Now, we want to talk about the loss last night to Kansas. It sounded like the boys were, in control in the first half and then kind of stumbled there near the end. What did you see by calling the game?
Yeah, it was a good effort. I think that you have to play really, really well if you're going to win at Kansas. I mean, you have to do a lot of things great. And Iowa State did a lot of things well, but they didn't do a ton of things great. Right. And that's what it's going to take if you're going to win in that arena. I thought they were very good in the first half. They did a lot of things very well there. And then stretched the lead up to 8. It looked really good, but they just stopped scoring, and Kansas is known for its scoring runs in that arena. They always seem to get those 14-0, 12-0 runs. And, the years you beat them there are the years that you can overcome that. And Iowa State did battle back to tie it, but just couldn't quite get over the hump. And Kansas had some guys make some big plays at the end of the game. But I think it's two of the better teams in the Big 12 Conference. Maybe not the top two, certainly close to it. I think there are two that are in the discussion as who is going to win this conference. And it looked like it. It looked like a really good game between two of the better teams in the league. So this Big 12 race is going to be a lot of fun all the way to the finish line. And I think Iowa State's going to be there all the way to the finish line. They've got as good a shot as anybody to win this conference.
And John, you've got to agree that we've got one of the better basketball names on our team. And when you've got a great basketball name on your team, you got a good shot. Nick Weiler-Babb. I love that name.
It's a great name, and he's a great player. I think when you look at this year's team with its youth, you're playing really young guys in Tyrese Haliburton, and Taylor Horton Tucker, George Condit. This is a very, very young Iowa State team. They're reliant on a senior veteran leader who's been there for, now in his fifth year of college basketball, including his redshirt year at Iowa State, and Nick is that. And Mariel Shayok's another older guy, and Michael Jacobson. And if you look at last night's game, those three guys all played very, very well. And they're the veteran guys that you kind of count on to get you through some of those tough stretches. And so he'll be missed next year. But, yeah, he's a terrific leader on this basketball team and kind of the calming presence out on the floor for Iowa State.
All right. One of the things I want to know is, are you a guy who actually eats at the table, or do you have a routine that says I eat at this time and I don't touch anything and I'm paying attention when I'm in front of that microphone? Those arenas got great food, John. Come on.
Yeah, I'll sneak in there and grab a bite from time to time, but nothing really can interrupt your broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fact. And so,
Eric, just a minute. I'm eating this hot dog, all right?
Yeah. So what ends up happening is you eat at really weird hours during this time of the year, and then you gain about 12, 13 pounds during the course of the basketball season, and then try to walk it all off once spring rolls around. But, yeah, that's pretty much the routine this time of year for me.
All right. Well, John Walters, play-by-play of your Cyclones men's basketball team and football team. You're going to be joining us throughout the rest of the season from time to time, correct?
Yeah, anytime you'd like, give me a call.
All right, we'll definitely do that. You have a great day, and again, be careful heading up to the college today.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Betcha, John.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's best country. Kicks 101.1.